do, y'all? Welcome to the Casual Cards of Gaming. My name is Chester.
I'm Ron, y'all.
Salute!
My name is Dirk.
Yes, sir, Bob. This week, we talking about the Oregon Trail.
Made in 1848.
In New York City.
New York City?
Get a rope.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How did I go to that?
I don't know. You went from...
That's what your voice sounded like.
Well, you had to choose a pace. Was it a grueling pace?
It was pace picante.
It was pace picante. Jesus Christ, your puns are awesome. You just... with a bow. You just like tie it up nice with a bow.
So, yeah, the Oregon Trail.
Absolutely. Wait, we are on Pointcast 19.1.
They saw that in the title.
No, fuck that.
So, I blew your mind a minute ago. When did this come out?
It came out, it was developed in 1971.
Before computers even existed. I don't know how they did that.
And then it was produced. Could have
been a board game.
It was produced by Minnesota Educational Computing. Oh, no, it's a consortium?
Consortium.
Consortium. MECC in 1974, and that means that the Oregon Trail is way older than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you're old.
If the Oregon Trail was a Mexican woman, it would have at least one grandchild by now.
You're talking about a great-grandchild. This thing is almost as old as my stepdad. He was born in 69.
Yosef?
Holy crap.
Oh, shit.
Two when this game came out.
Wow.
Joe, if you're listening, get a rope. So yeah, this we decided to kind of do this because it was just the game that everybody had to play by default. So even if you aren't a gamer, you fucking know how to die of dysentery because of this game. You know what dysentery is because of this game.
Every computer lab, even in Sholo, little tiny Sholo, every computer lab had Oregon Trail.
Way back when we had computer labs, because all of these weird computer, these PC things weren't going to be around.
PC.
The only place we'll ever need a computer is in a lab. No one will ever have one in their home.
You're right, Terrence. That was very Canadian of you.
It was very Canadian of me? I'm sorry. I was just trying to be uptight or asshole-ish.
You know what's sad about the game?
Like Canadians.
The Oregon Trail, about going to the computer lab. I do not remember one goddamn thing about it.
It's so weird, because I remember it distinctly, and I remember being really bad at it.
Yes.
And I remember liking hunting.
So, because we are all men in our 30s, we have played the Apple IIe version, and most of the time it was the green Apple IIe version. If you got the color monitor...
There was like 20 computers in the computer lab, and 5 of them had color monitors.
Only 2 in my computer lab.
We did not have any color monitors in Sholo. Also, we had the Apple IIe's up through like 1995.
Nice. And that was the version that was released from 1981 to 1985, which is kind of depressing because I think I played Oregon Trail the most like between 89 and like maybe like 88 to 89, maybe 1990. So how many episodes or how many editions did I say there were? 13?
Something like that. I think it's on the iPhone. It's a Facebook game.
It is on it's on the DS.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Android, Apple.
But they updated it and gave it graphical updates. And
Commodore 64.
Well, you know what's funny?
I had a Commodore 64.
When I first got together with my wife, we were sitting down and I found the online version where you could play it with the Apple IIe, and I showed that to her, and she's like, "This isn't the Oregon Trail." I'm like, "Fuck yeah, it's the Oregon Trail. This is."
But she played the newer, prettier one.
Yeah, she was like, "No, it's got all these colors and stuff." I slapped her and it was awkward.
Now that we found that online thing, I'm going to go back and play Number Munchers.
And then she died of dysentery.
So it's nice that this was a simulation educational game. You had to be able to do it within 45 minutes because that's only the allotted time that we are allowed in the
computer time. Which is great because you can do it in 15, maybe, if you don't die of dysentery.
If you set your oxen to a grueling pace.
Yeah, if you power through there and you don't die, you probably get that ding dong. I can't talk anymore.
Go on.
No, now I'm stupid. Now I sound like you. Go ahead.
Oh,
no.
Yuck, nuck.
Is there anything else we should talk about, or do you want to go through your what the hell happened on your journey?
Yeah. So what we did is we went and played this, and by we went and played this, I mean that I didn't fucking play it.
You played it. You made decisions. I just pushed.
I made
for
decisions
you.
For you, like really quick before. But that, I mean, let's be honest. I just wanted to murder everybody. So while it is a simulation game, this game is a simulation for murder, not murder, just death.
What happens when you don't have
starvation?
Healthcare.
Yeah, it's a simulator to realize that the rich people will make it to Oregon. And the carpenter is fucked.
Oh, I was the carpenter.
I made it with the carpenter, but my entire family died.
I did. Whoops. We all died. I'm not a very good carpenter.
Yeah, I started as a carpenter because I always went with the banker. Like, well, you didn't make enough points where I made it to fucking Oregon, didn't I? With all my money.
With my big wagon full of money. I kicked my family out, left them on the trail, and I made it with a big wagon full of money.
I think that's how Scrooge McDuck got to the West Coast.
He did. He was actually chalked a wagon. He floated across. Yeah. It's a simulator for death. It's a simulator for, can I float across this river in a fucking wagon?
Ugh. I think there was like probably, now that I go back and look at it as an adult, it's probably like math or just like certain, like this river is this deep and this is the maximum you can do it. And if you remember all that stuff, it's probably no problem.
They tell you, if you talk to people in each town.
Talk to people.
45 minutes in a computer lab, Chester.
Time to talk to everybody.
Well, I just did it this playthrough earlier
today. I
gotta
get outside and play kickball.
I was like, oh, they'll probably give helpful hints. And they said, if the water's deeper than 2.5 feet, you have to float across or take a ferry.
Okay. But what if you're poor?
And I didn't come across a single river that was shallower than 2.5 feet.
2.8. I was able to cross a 2.8.
Playing with fire, bro.
I was playing with fire. Unlike the fire that destroyed... Let me see here.
That's right. There was a little fire in your wagon. Yeah.
Fire that consumed 9 clothes.
You shouldn't have been smoking in your wagon, bro.
Yeah, also the hunting. Let's be honest. All we did was fucking hunt.
The hunting is the most exciting part of the game.
Yeah. And it laced so many things into our lives about only being able to carry 100 pounds of meat back to the wagon.
He's like, what a pussy. Well, you know what? Make 2 trips. How about that? No. Or take some of your shitty kids with you. How about that?
They can't. I can't take my shitty kids with me because
they have broken arms and shit.
Because
cholera.
Myself, I actually have a broken arm and a broken leg. Chester has a broken leg. Cthulhu, ironically, has 2 broken legs.
He has 2 broken
Cthulhu
tentacles.
Cthulhu can fly.
And you know,
I don't see nothing about broken
and
wings.
And you know what?
Lazy bastard.
You're exhausted.
I'm so exhausted.
Ryan, this is pretty.
It's hard being me. It's real hard. Shouldn't have been moving in a grueling
watching
pace.
Everybody die around you takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
I'm emotionally compromised.
Laurel's sick again.
God.
Yeah. I got to clean up her vomit.
She did, actually.
Dysentery, diarrhea all over the fucking wagon.
In my playthrough, Ryan had caught, he had, first he got dysentery, then he had the measles, and then he died of cholera.
Fucker.
I'm fucking hardcore. Didn't I have
Plus,
a broken limb,
you
too?
You had 2 broken arms.
I'm so badass.
I would imagine it was the same arm both times.
Like, in real life, if I got any one of those diseases or even broken arm, I would probably die because I'm a big fat pussy. But in the game, I'm a total fucking badass.
Did anybody die of dysentery?
No.
Felicia.
So who was in your party?
Not Felicia, ironically.
Felicia was the first to go.
That's unfortunate.
Then Ryan got sick 3 times. Died of cholera, and then Nicole was right after him with cholera, and then Dirk lived the longest of all of my children.
What?
And you died of measles, I think.
Oh.
Who else did you have in there? Is that it?
That's 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he Chester made
it. You made it, right?
I was exhausted, but I made it.
You're exhausted from murdering your whole family for a fresh start.
You know wagon. What? It's hard to make that food stretch with 5 people in the wagon.
I had to hunt less often.
How about you, Sadler?
How did you do your pace? Did you do grueling?
I just kept it at the normal pace, the one that it starts with.
Okay, that's what I did, too.
How many people you got left
I
there?
Had 6 yoke of oxen.
Six? 6 yoke?
Oh, I'm sorry, 3 yoke. Total of 6 oxen.
Wow. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. Dirk didn't fare so well with the oxen, but...
Fuck those oxen, man. fuck the oxen, dude. You want to know why? Because I actually made a point to overbuy oxen, okay?
And that thief saw that.
Dude, no. So, no. Right off the bat, right? oxen goes. Like, no, he like breaks a leg or something else happens. So that oxen's injured and I can't fucking use him.
Sounds like food to me.
No, apparently not. That doesn't equate, okay?
That was the first thing that came out of your mouth. Your oxen is injured. Shoot it!
Like, shoot it and fucking throw it in the back and eat it.
You can only take 100 pounds, though. from the front of the wagon to the back of the wagon.
Oh, you don't want to get exhausted.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. So this is
You'll break an arm. You don't.
I got my beefs. I got my beefs with this game. So then I got a shitload of oxen because there are three oxen to each yoke.
And two, isn't it two?
No, it was three.
It was two oxen. That was two.
Because the yoke is one row of.
That's
oxen.
Right. Well, maybe I wasn't reading that right. It's been a long day. I'm sunburned. So there's did I get.
Part of you is sunburned.
Part of me, so not the top half. Go fuck yourself. You know what it's like to not have hair, Chester? Look at my dumb ball. You know what's funny is that we are like opposites. You grow patchy hair around your chin and beard and shit, and then you have a thick, lush, dewy, froey hair.
Maybe I'll start doing a comb over of my hair over my face.
Mine is the exact opposite. My beard, oh god, I would kill if I had hair this lush on my head. Anyway, I don't, so I sunburn, okay?
So Oregon Trail.
We're talking about Oregon Trail.
Which I probably would have gotten sunburned on that whole thing.
Probably would have. Well, you know, Irish and all that.
No, I'd have a cowboy hat. Because that shit happens. Anyway, so I have, I don't know how many oxen do I have. How many did I buy? Four?
I
had four yokes, so I had eight oxen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right off the bat, one gets injured, and then I think five got stolen.
Yeah, a thief came and stole.
Or five or six?
Your oxen, and you were down to like two.
Yeah.
And you were just like struggling to move. You were going so slow.
Simulate these nuts, motherfucking game, dude. It was just
like 3 miles a
take
day.
Take for fucking ever.
Oh, God. So, and I didn't have enough money to buy more oxen, and then clothes lit on fire, and then, let me see. Oh, I had a shitload of spare parts.
That was the opposite of me. Well, I culked my wagon to float across a river, and it tipped, and I lost all of my spare parts and all of my clothes.
Aw, it's just a naked crazy man.
Right?
I gotta get to Oregon! Then,
you wanna make a trade for some of your spare parts?
My wagon yoke broke.
Yoke.
Nothing.
Yep.
And being a carpenter, couldn't repair it.
Yeah, that's why I was the carpenter. I didn't repair shit. I had to replace everything. And then, this motherfucker repaired all his shit.
I had to just chill until someone was willing to trade for food to get a yoke.
Aww.
And then I was yoked.
Yoked, motherfucker. You know, that's the great part about my little playthrough, and I do playthrough in Quotey Fingers because I just watched Ryan do it while I sat here and took notes, is that I got the dates that everybody died and what they all died from.
Yeah, I didn't write down the dates, but I did write down all of the horrifying things
that
happened to me.
When did you guys start your journeys?
This morning.
Oh,
so you set out about mid-March?
Yeah. No, I did April.
April.
I also did April.
I don't remember. May, I think.
Because you can't April. Be out there too long, but we did get caught in the
winter. You don't want to die of exposure.
It does.
Because I got stuck in the middle of summer anyways, and there's bad grass, bad water.
Yeah, but if you leave too late, then you'll be hitting the Rocky Mountain region about winter time.
I kind of feel like leaving as early as possible wouldn't have fucked me up that bad.
Rocky Mountain.
I still got stuck in the middle of summer.
All right, so what else happened to you, Dirk?
Okay, so let me see. My wife, Laurel, died on September 11th.
Never forget.
God damn it, you fucking stole my thunder. Never forget. Cthulhu.
The lovely boy child Cthulhu.
The boy child Cthulhu that my loving wife expunged from her womb.
Is it a boy or a girl? It's an elder god.
So happy.
Yeah, Cthulhu died.
Cthulhu lives again.
On September 27th. 1848, with two broken legs, typhoid, and a fever. I thought typhoid was a fever. Ryan, you died on October 12th, and you were exhausted, and you actually drowned in the Snake River.
Oh, that's because
I couldn't swim. I was exhausted.
No, because there comes a point in this game where you're like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah. I'm sick of eating bear meat. And riding in this wagon that's constantly on fire, I just want
to
go.
You make this fucking ox fucking gallop.
Get there or get dead. I chose get dead.
You bought more ox at a fort, and then they immediately like died or
fuck them, dude. Dude, this fucking game is retarded. It doesn't mean for you to win. It's a death simulator. It's just like, hey, you want to know how to get to Oregon? They didn't. They fucking died.
Nobody made it.
They fucking died.
They waited for the airplane.
So Chester died on October 9th of typhoid and a broken leg. You were deconditioned.
Que sera, sera, bro.
Such is life.
These things happen.
And then for Chester's 1848 birthday on November 8th, there will be a quiz later. I died of a broken arm, leg, typhoid, and a fever.
But it was after I passed Ryan's grave that that said,
"What was the epitaph?
Fuck y'all niggas or something?
Fuck all you niggas.
Yeah."
I ain't going down like no bitch.
You actually did.
I did. I died.
So yeah, I don't really care that like this game is just nothing but infuriating. This is why I played California games and not this shit. Okay.
I'm gonna give you the breakdown of what happened to me.
Let's do it, Ryan.
Mine was a lot of fun. Let's see. The first river was 4.8 feet deep, and me not remembering how to play it, I tried to just ford the river, and that is where both of you died.
Yes! Well, right
you
there.
You immediately drowned at the first river.
The first river was the, I just put first river.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Historically accurate.
It is literally the first thing you hit in that game, maybe after, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
So you
travel 100 miles.
Yeah. You guys didn't make it too far, sorry. You both drowned.
It's all right. Oregon was probably rainy anyway.
Yeah, I lost a whole bunch of stuff. 9 sets of clothing, 855 pounds of food, 3 oxen. Both of you died. The second river was only 3.2 feet deep.
You still tried to fuck it.
I lost a wagon wheel, 2 axles, 2 oxen, and then I ran out of food. So
hunting.
Yeah, and then my shit started to break down. I broke a tongue. I broke a wheel. I couldn't fix any of it because I'm the worst carpenter ever. Why? I have to replace everything. A banker could have done a better fucking job. It's outrageous.
Just like in real life.
And then Laurel got a snake bite, which is just sad. So I rested for 2 days. Then one of my oxen got hurt and Laurel died.
No, that makes more sense that Laurel would be out fucking around with Mother Nature because she does that shit.
It's pretty out here. Oh, I'm going to die soon. Look at the baby. Oh, a pretty snake.
So yeah. after she died, one of my wheels broke because why not? Because fate loves me. And then Nicole got cholera. And then one of my oxen died. And then an oxen got injured. And then another oxen died.
Well, you are narrating this loud as shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oxen died.
Oxen died. My oxen were just dropping like flies.
You know what? Fuck those oxen, then, man.
And then we got to the point where you get a choice to go towards the river or towards the fort. And like an idiot, I went towards the river because I've had such good luck with rivers so far in this game.
I'm 0-2. I want to be 1-2.
Why not? And then Nicole died of typhoid.
Oh,
right after that. Then I got a snake bite. And then I got another snake bite. I got a snake bite after I got a snake bite.
Stop fucking with snakes, man. Fucking with snakes.
I was probably exhausted. Didn't know what I was doing. Then I got a broken leg, so I rested for a week and immediately died. Like, as soon as I started back on the trail,
but
I immediately
died. You made it
pretty
far. You were like,
I did.
Real close to the end.
I was.
Both of you were like,
Dirk passed my grave.
Oh, I so passed his grave. It was awesome.
I forgot the game.
2 days later.
I forgot the game saved that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, there's a gravesite. You want to look at it? And you go look at it, and it just says, fuck all you niggas.
Fuck them all.
Like, oh shit, it saved it.
You know what?
Why didn't I think of that when I was 8?
This game should have been called Oregon Trail. Fuck you.
Lara Croft dies.
Yeah,
Lara Croft dies.
Oregon
everything.
Trail, in little words on her, like, you have it really easy.
Well, the cool thing about right? the Oregon Trail game is that you can go back right now. Do you remember what website it was called?
No, I don't. It's an Apple II simulator.
It's an online simulator, right? You don't have to download anything.
Emulator.
Yeah, and you can play like all of the Apple II. I'm going to go back and play Number Munchers.
You fucking love
Number
Munchers.
It's actually just OregonTrail.com.
Really?
You can play.
Is that the one you played?
Yeah.
Oh, I did like
what
a
was
whole
that?
Apple
what was that horrible one that we found
that
was
that
just
was
like
Oregon Trail Online?
Yeah, no,
and that
don't
was just
go
the hunting.
That
it
was
wasn't
the
even
worst
good.
Flash remake that.
Yeah, don't stay away from that.
You know what's funny is that when I did the Oregon Trail, because I have it on my iPhone, and when I first started playing it, I was like, I played it for maybe like 15 minutes. I'm like, this is too fucking long, man. I can't.
I only got a couple of minutes. This is ridiculous.
I paid $5 for this shit. I did pay $5 for it. It was the biggest, first big purchase on the iPhone that I made.
Did you think it over for days?
No, but you know how far I've gotten on it?
To the river?
15 minutes. 15 minutes.
To the first river. It just felt wrong and ominous, like, I'm probably going to die in this river.
Well, no, because when
turns
you
out you did
when you
die
start,
in that river.
When you start running on that game, like, the kids are like, they look like the little Mexican crossing, border crossing, where the kid's, like, flapping behind them. Like, that's what they're running, like, run, run. So anyway, yeah, Oregon Trail, you can actually play this online for free.
Yeah, the Apple II. Yeah, unless you want to, you know, go try to find the 5.5-inch floppy.
You know, you can even actually, I noticed you can change it from color to just black and green. You can change it to
that emulator had that. Thing. And you can change your input. You can change the mouse. You can use the joystick if you want, which I don't know why you'd want to do that with Oregon
Trail. Dude, you want to be precise with that hunting.
Yeah.
Just on
God forbid you,
point.
Yeah, there's 6 different directions you can turn. If you had a controller, maybe you could turn 8.
Actually, you can turn 8 different directions.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Go fuck yourself.
Yes, Oregon
and that's
Trail.
How I'm going to start cussing you out. No, I'm going to count first. Stopping a random number wherever I stop is the insult
and
you're getting.
And go fuck yourself.
Well, I had fun. I had fun doing Oregon Trail.
Apparently, it's on the Wii, too.
Is it on the Wii?
Jesus Christ. DSi, Wii, 3DS, iOS, Android, and on the Windows phone for all 3 people who own those phones. So, good on ya.
iOS phones.
Apple
phones?
Yeah, Apple phones. The iOS software. But yeah, just go ahead and fucking play it for free. Like, right now, if you're listening to this, like, on a computer, then just fucking...
Yeah.
OregonTrail.com.
OregonTrail.com.
You were better at it as a kid.
And you know were. What? But you know what? Just do a grueling pace. Why? Because fuck them. Just do it. Just, I don't give a shit.
Dirk's like, just do grueling. Get the fuck on with it.
Like, just get there. You get in man mode.
It's like, Ryan's exhausted. I don't give a shit. Like,
he's going to die anyways.
I'm upset driving like 300 miles like in a car that goes up to 90 miles an hour to 110. And this shit goes like 3 miles a day over like thousands of miles. Fuck that. Get there. Man mode. You don't got
to
pee.
Well, the cool part is that a day takes about 2 seconds.
It does. That is the best simulation because it's just like... You simulated all of those really grueling
months
steps.
Months and months takes about an hour.
So where are we at? Well, what are we going to talk about with Oregon Trail? Are we done
yet?
We're
about done. The music was awesome. The awesome middies or whatever the fuck they
were. The beautiful artwork when you get to the each area.
There's always like an Indian doing something. You notice that? Whenever you go look at an area, it's like, do you want to look around? Like, there's always an Indian helping you out,
or
giving you food.
They're helping you find food.
Giving you a haircut.
Cross the rivers.
Because they loved us. They're like...
Picking up trash.
Yeah, like, they're like, hey, white people, the get the fuck out. Yes, like, go west. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey there, whitey. Let's get you further into our land.
So on the Cherokee hair tampons.
That's it. I'm done talking about Oregon Trail. That's where it goes. Scene. And scene.
Why? That's South Park reference? I can't do that?
You can do whatever you want. Whatever
I want. You hear that? Dad gave me permission.
Do you have the stick?
I got the stick of truth. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Pure nostalgia. Pure nostalgia.
What a fun game to revisit, though.
Hey there,
it was.
No, it's just infuriating.
And it was like the fastest game we've done so far. Seriously. I think I did maybe 20 minutes before I murdered my whole family and killed myself.
It took me about a half hour
it's
to
real quick.
Murder my whole family and survive.
You monster.
I made it to Oregon and started a new family.
With all of your just baggage that you're carrying around.
That's what my wife would have done if she was alive.
No.
You look good in that dress. No. So did my wife.
I'm going to survive for them.
I'm going to call you Felicia 2. You know what? If you guys are listening to this and you're going to be at SGC, I can't wait to tell you the Felicia story. It's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait to hear your version of the Felicia story.
Oh, no, it's great.
You're
it's
going to
be the
everybody.
Same as my Felicia story because we were soberish when it happened.
Dude,
you were not.
I totally could have hooked up with Felicia last night.
I don't remember that.
I do.
I remember just being like, I think I was calling Nicole's sister Felicia last night.
No, you said, dude, I totally could have hooked up with Felicia, and I immediately started laughing because I'm like, I would have loved for that to happen.
Who's Felicia?
Who's Felicia? Is that Nicole's sister?
Yeah, no. I was up on New Year's. Thanks to some tincture. And some popcorn.
Concentrated marijuana, some Coors Light.
Chocolate.
Good night.
And Coors Light.
And on that note,
which they didn't have back in 1456 and stuff. I don't know. 1848?
It wasn't even in America. 56. What's wrong with you?
Columbus sailed the Oregon Trail.
To bring back spices and Mexicans for labor in camps and salt mines. Welcome to history.
We're done. Go ahead. Can someone call this thing America?
All right. Well, thanks, y'all, for listening to the Pointcast 19. I always do that. The Pointcast. Thanks for all for listening to Pointcast 19.1 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yee-haw. I'll eat anything you want me to eat. I'll swallow anything you want me to swallow. Come on down, all. Chew on, dog.
Bye, y'all.